Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. This is Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, I hope and pray that you're doing well. We're now moving into the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians that declares the preeminence of Christ and the prominence of His church. And in this particular epistle, we've covered chapter 1 all the way through chapter 2, verse 10. Well, God's people don't live independently. They live in context of His church. So the Apostle Paul is describing his church, not by looking just at any one church, but by looking at the church universal. We have looked at the preeminence of Christ in the doxology of chapter 1 and in the work of redemption in chapter 2. Now at the end of chapter 2, we look at the blessing of Christ with the glorious prominence of His church. Look at what He says about His church, and let's start at verse 11 of chapter 2. Therefore remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision, by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For He Himself is our peace, who has made us both one, and has broken down in His flesh the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in the ordinances, that He might create in Himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. We're not quite through with chapter 2, but I want to stop there because when he looks upon the church, he says, do you know, I see out here the two divisions of humanity up to the cross. Jews, those through whom God's covenant promises were made. Gentiles, those who were outside of the covenant of the promises of God. The circumcision, the Jews, and the uncircumcision, the Gentiles. But now, Christ, who is our circumcision, has made us one in Christ. He broke down the middle wall of partition. No longer are we divided by the signs of the covenant. Now we are united in Christ whenever you come to Christ. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from. That does not matter. Are you Gentile or are you Jew? The Jew's not saved by circumcision. The Gentile's not saved by uncircumcision. And the Gentile doesn't have to get circumcised to be saved. No, Christ is our circumcision because He has cut away. That's what circumcision means. He has cut away your sin record and nailed it to the cross so that you have life eternal. He has broken down the wall of hostility by taking away our shame and guilt, having disobeyed the commandments of the law of God, so that we can have eternal life. So folks, let's just think about this. I perfectly understand why, in the multi-ethnic nature of this world and the cultural corners of life that we live, that in evangelism we look at this kind of music and this kind of vocabulary, Jewish evangelism and Gentile evangelism and reaching out into this culture and that culture. I understand that. But in the church, I don't believe the Apostle Paul would ever abide with us saying, well, we're going to do a Gentile church because it's easier. You know, birds of a feather flock together. We're going to do a Jewish church. No. He would not abide by that. He would say, I certainly understand. I went to the marketplace to get to the Gentiles. I went to the synagogue to get the Jews. But once they were brought to Christ, we were united in one church. And we don't divide up over preferences or pedigree. We are united in Christ. And as He will tell us, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Therefore, we will work with one another and love one another by the love of Christ that brought us together in Christ. And so we will join together and praise Him in Christ, neither Jew nor Gentile, but a new humanity, Christian. Those who are in Christ, those whom Christ is in, and that's the hope of glory, and that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.